Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
My name is Colleen.
And I'm a giant squid.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, guys?
It's great. Going. I mean, if there was gonna be a way that Tony was gonna go out, I'm glad that it was at least at Sandra's hands. Stays Queen, International Women's Day.
Can we start a new drinking game, though?
What's the drinking game?
Every time she says queen, we have to take a drink. I wouldn't make it to tribal council. I'd pass out.
Nobody would tell Beyonce to stop saying I slay, so.
I would tell her. It gets old after, you know, it's a 2-hour episode and you've heard it 35 times.
Oh my God. Only you could watch Sandra be amazing for 2 hours and say that it was too much.
How she wasn't voted off is these people are just stupid.
Well,
can I say something? Is that okay? Is that all right?
I don't know.
We've had Freddy versus Jason, Alien versus Predator, and now we've had Tony versus Sandra, and we know who wins, and it is Sandra.
I think by a landslide.
I think they
edit out the part where she threatens to kill them in their sleep. Because I don't get it. Why would you leave her? I said in our preview, I said she should be the first one voted out. First time you have a chance to vote her out, you vote her out.
She's good.
I guarantee you now she's just going to stay there, float in the background, make it to the merge, and then she's going to get in and she's going to win it all.
I hope that's what happens.
She had the winners at it because people are so stupid. I mean, these people have not only played the game, they're fans of the game. Watch it. Why would you keep her in the game?
Honestly, though, okay.
But
so,
go ahead, Colin.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, please. I think that if it was between Sandra or Tony. Tony is somebody that's famous for finding immunity idols and could throw a wrench in the game. Sandra is somebody who's famous for getting an immunity idol from somebody, but like, she's a target no matter what. You go to anybody at any point, any vote off, and you say, I want to vote Sandra, and they go, okay, fine. So, Tony, you can't run the risk of him finding idols. And, well...
It's only two tribals
You could have voted Tony out the first strike, and you could have voted Sandra out the second time. I would have voted Sandra off first, Tony
Sandra.
Second.
But, okay, here's the thing.
I could have voted off the queen first...
Well, but you didn't, and that's why she's the queen.
Well, I mean, it was perfect to put both Tony and Sandra on same tribe because
Sandra,
like,
guys.
Sandra, good lord,
queen.
Relax, settle down.
Queen. Yeah, the queen.
I realize this is your new Michelle, but it's okay. Relax.
This is not my new Michelle. She's not winning. I have a new Michelle. I think the new Michelle. I have a new Michelle. I'll get to that.
Okay,
but yes,
all right. But I think. The reason why you don't get, because you have so many people that are threats in the game, and it's smart to keep all. I mean, you have Malcolm, and you have you have different types of threats. They're all going to keep each other in. If Tony could have just like chilled just a little bit, I think he would have been in a good spot.
But he's not that type of person.
He's not.
Tony's my people. We don't chill.
There's so, zero chills.
So with Sandra,
zero chills,
aka Sandra. AKA Queen, I guarantee she's the type of person that just for whatever reason, like I said, she's the cockroach. You can't kill her.
She plays a good social game. She really does. But again,
especially when she was being obnoxious, bye Tony, bye.
That was amazing.
Get your ass home. Oh, my God. Amazing.
It's the meat shield effect. She's a different type of meat shield, but you want to keep her around because you can get rid of her at any time.
Because that's what people always think. Oh, well,
don't forget the meat shield. Jeremy made that a thing, but it was really based on Tony's strategy where Tony wanted to keep the bigger threats in front of him. So hashtag game changer. Bring it all back.
She's played twice and she's won it twice. And she just beat Tony at his own game and just sliced him up into little pieces.
I
heard rumors that she's the queen. Hashtag, I've heard that once before.
Well, that's what I've heard.
No, I'm just saying, like, come on. You had to at least have a little bit more respect for Sandra's game after watching her this episode. I know that Jay enjoyed her more thoroughly.
What are you talking about? I respect her game. That's why I'd cut her out. I'd chop her up. I was just, no way.
But it's early on. Like, let those people be, like, okay. Boisterous.
Second question.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Sandra say queen more today, or does Debbie have more jobs?
You know, I was kind of bummed that we didn't get the Debbie job counter today.
She had one.
I forgot to look each time.
Being in the Air Force or something, big captain.
But she doesn't get paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's probably some game she plays.
Count it as a job if you don't get paid for it. I think that's
it's probably some game she plays online.
Yeah, that's called a hobby, Debbie.
But she was right. She saw through.
I've never actually seen her second season, which is apparently like one of the best plays, you know, gameplay ever. But she seemed a little bit rusty in this one.
Well, she's another one who, not quite as good as Sandra. But
disagree that she was rusty. Totally disagree.
But everybody's seeing that you're kind of like playing it a little.
That doesn't mean you're rusty. That just shows. I think Ceri is going far. I think Ceri is going.
I like Ceri.
Yeah, I think she's going far, and I think that we were seeing that because we're seeing just how much she was able to overcome to get to as far as she gets. That's the, kind of the impression that I got. Like, you can go either set up to go home next week or I think that they were showing us this because you're seeing just how far down Ceri is in the numbers, which you saw her first time around.
And she hangs in there.
Yeah, I think that Ceri is going to go the furthest of the big threats.
She's like the princess. Not quite the queen.
I mean, I get recovering from Jack. Like, oh, I don't think Sandra's long for this world. I think she's the only person that, you know, would probably, you know, keep her around was Tony. And that's what happened.
She just can. I don't, like I said, I don't know what she does. But she'll get to the end and she's going to win.
Actually, I saw it more that just playing a good social game. Like, she plays a really good social game. But she makes people feel safe.
She does, but she's not afraid to. She plays a good social game, but she's not afraid to tell people what she thinks.
Well, and then so people know where she stands.
Because she says it in such a matter of fact way that people respect it.
And it was good editing today because I thought for sure she was going home.
There was so much Tony that I kept saying, "Oh my God, Tony's done for. Tony's done."
It was the Tony and Sandra show. It was the Tony and Sandra show. Like, it was mainly their story.
Let's face facts, though. If Tony would have been able to do his plan with his spy shelter, he would have smothered to death. He would have killed himself.
Spy bunker.
It would have caved in, and he would have died. So, getting voted off saved his life.
No, but seriously, though, Jay, what did I say to you at one point? I was like, there's so much Tony versus Sandra that I feel like the editors know that all we want to see this season is Tony and Sandra, and they're giving us as much as we can.
It was either Tony or Sandra in this vote. Absolutely. But I definitely think the way they showed it, especially showing Michaela not wanting to lose and all that kind of stuff, and even in the tribal council saying, like, I trust him, but to see like a total 7-2 split on the vote.
Tony voted for Aubrey.
Sandra did vote for Aubrey,
but he also had that little confessional thrown in where he said he'd vote for Aubrey if it would save his game. So I wonder if he tried to make a last minute deal and they were like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, we'll vote for Aubrey. Actually, I'm surprised Varner didn't get any,
But again, that's where Varner can survive when there's just like, and he was just saying, like, it's like Christmas. I got $2 million winners fighting to get each other off. Like, I mean, that's like, I see what you're saying, Jack. Like,
way to go, Jeff, bro.
Yeah, how could they let her, you know, say, like, but just let them fight it out and you just wait till it's done and then the carnage is over and then you can take out whoever you want after that. Let them have, let their egos fly. Let them fly because the people that are quiet and hang out in the back are the ones that are going to go farther.
Oh, I hope she wins. I don't see. I mean, you can kind of see like the little inklings of the lesser known players, and I feel like they will eventually rise against her. I mean, at some point, Malcolm's going to be like, "We got to get Sandra out," right?
I don't know. I still go back to that Boston Rob when he went. I'll go, okay, this will be the week they vote him out. This will be the week they vote him out. What the heck are they doing?
I don't know. All I know is
let's have another puzzle challenge. Hey, maybe we should get Rob out of here since he kills us in these puzzle challenges. Nah, we'll get him next week.
All I know is long live the queen. Somebody on Twitter, Ryan on Twitter said, Tony is a Tony, but Sandra is an effing EGOT.
That's good.
God save the queen. She ain't no human being.
Before we get into our recap, since we've talked about the episode so far, let's thank people that make this show possible and all of our others at patreon.com. Become a Patreon today over at patreon.com/JayandJack, or go to JayandJack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. Our patrons are the lifeblood to Jay and Jack Productions and allow us to make fun shows like this one. So if you'd like to become a patron today, do so by going to patreon.com/JayandJack. And if you are shopping on Amazon, which all of us tend to do, use JayandJack.com/Amazon. A small percentage of whatever you purchase goes to the Jay and Jack production fold, and really it doesn't cost you anything more, and it helps us out. So jayandjack.com/Amazon.
And like we saw in the Married Man show yesterday, shopping with Amazon is like Christmas every day. You get a box every day in the mail.
That's very true. I've had two weird Amazon moments though lately. Twice over the last like week, I thought I've ordered something. I swear I've hit submit order, and then both times, 2 days later, when I'm like, this should have been delivered by now, I've gone back and the order wasn't placed or didn't go through.
I'm saying Amazon's so perfect that it must be you, because Amazon, we want people to shop Amazon. So there's there's no hiccups when you shop Amazon.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We need the two cents on the pack of pens that you're going to buy. And that's a broadcast joke from a episode you haven't heard yet.
You can be like my wife and say, I ordered that before Christmas. It's now March.
Oh. Amazon. All right.
Well, let's get into this recap, Colleen.
All right. Let's get into the recap. So we have Survivor Game Changers Episode 1. The stakes have been raised, and I'm going to try to keep this recap somewhat quick because it was 2 hours long, and, you know, we were already, like, 20 minutes into this.
A recrap?
Recrap. Recrap, because that's what happens when Tony gets voted out. So we eventually hear right away from Tony, Malcolm, Queen Sandra, Ceri, and Debbie. This was Episode 500, so hashtag
yeah,
Survivor
that's cool.
500.
Congratulations. That's incredible when you think about it.
We got the announcement that it was Survivor 500 from Probst on a freaking shipwreck. It was a really cool shot. So we start off, and the teams have to do what they had to do in the very first episode ever, and that was, get as much of the supplies on the ship into the rafts as they needed to take them back to the camps. There is a toolkit underwater. Ozzy goes after it. Probst keeps going like, hey, isn't anybody go after it? And Malcolm, and, you know, nobody goes after him. Debbie is like, I guess we're not getting the toolkit. And Malcolm's like, Ozzy's here. No one else is going to get that toolkit.
He was actually right. Caleb eventually went after it, but he had his boots still on.
Yeah.
Take your boots off.
Well, there was no salt and pepper to motivate him.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Andrea,
you can't swim very fast with boots on. Am I right?
You can't. No, they got to hold you down, right?
Right.
Like aqua boots. Andrea doesn't see a secret advantage that, you know, is there when she picks up everything. Sierra eventually sees it and picks it up instead. We cut to the Mana Tribe on day one. Haley says, everyone else is like a snake in the grass, but I'm like the cobra. I'm going to strike when you least expect it.
And right there, she's getting the winner's edit.
Yeah, we're all like, who are you again? Oh, that's right. You're the one that's not Jen. Okay, cool.
That's about as boring as a Michelle confessional right there.
No, I liked Haley during her season, but they definitely downplayed her a lot this episode. And of course, Haley is part of the Dirty 30, which anybody that's on social media is totally over the Dirty 30 by now. But, you know, Michaela talks about how she can't control her facial expressions and it's very difficult for her to lie. But anyway, we get to the beach and like 30 seconds in, Tony's like, okay, you guys do nice. I'm out. I'm looking for the idol.
That was stupid.
Yeah, everybody laughs, but, you know, Malcolm's like, he's serious, though. So, no, seriously, guys. Like, he's for realsies. Like, he's looking for the idol. Eventually, Kayla and Sandra go after him. Tony says that he was just kidding, but he may as well look because nobody else is there. Sandra points out nobody was going after him because he's a good physical player and a threat. We head over to Nuku. Day
can I just
one.
Say, like, this, like, we criticized Tony his first season for being, like, so, like, crazy now. Like, this has to come back to bite. I mean, it did in this case. But I also see where it works because it gets the whole tribe, like, paranoid. So, like, it does throw everybody off.
Yeah.
But see, everybody thinks that's a strategy. I feel like that's, as a paranoid, high-strung, anxiety-ridden person, Italian from the Northeast, I feel like that's not so much a strategy. That's just how we are.
That's just Tony. I agree. I mean, I don't know him, but it just seems like, I mean, how can you, you know, you have to, at least Chaos Cass tried for half a season to change her style. And then she couldn't anymore. I go, Tony couldn't go 5 days.
No, but I don't like, think Tony first 15 minutes of the game.
But wouldn't we expect it any less? Like, I feel like I'd be disappointed if he didn't go all out.
Yeah,
I would. Well, if you're going to commit to doing it, wouldn't you rather go far in the game?
Absolutely. But, you know, again, it worked for him the first time. Plus, again, like I just said, crazy, high-strung, neurotic, hyper New Yorker.
He wasn't even sleeping.
Like, I know. Like, Jay jokes that I'm like a border collie, like, if I don't get, like, my energy out. Like, Tony, I felt like a kindred spirit here.
It's true.
I did. I was, like, pacing at one point. I was like, oh, my God, you think that Fishback was playing right now? Like, I'm so nervous. I can't.
Did anyone cry in this episode? It was 2 hours. I don't think we saw one tear, did we? So, no, there was no Fishback.
That's how they're changing the game. They're not crying.
Yeah. maybe they can have next the next special season will be everyone that's cried a lot on the...
Survivor Game Criers.
Yeah, there you go.
Survivor, like, waterfalls.
Tears for fear.
Oh my God. All right. We had a new coup day one. And Zeke is like so thrilled, guys, to be on a tribe with the goddess Suri, Ozzy, and JT. Sarah, we cut over to Sarah. Remember her? Sarah, I'm the queen of this island, or whatever she said. Has a phenomenal social game. And I hope that doesn't mean that, like, you know, this is their, like, winner's edit, like, for Sarah. Like, I hope that doesn't mean she's going to the end because of her social game and they needed to, like, throw that in because they're like, how the F did she get here? Kind of like, you know, like oh, yeah, remember? Yeah, remember that confessional a few years ago?
I'm talking about someone who won it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm hoping that they're not having her point out her quiet social game or whatever, social game.
Did Ozzy always have that scar in his lip?
No, I don't think so, because Jay and I also pointed that out and thought about that.
I said, that's a nasty scar, Ozzy. But he's like,
it seemed new. It definitely seemed new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Ozzy, hope you're okay. Hope you're okay.
Yeah, if you're listening, Ozzy.
I hope that didn't come from your alleged encounters with Lindsay Lohan. So Sierra has found the legacy advantage, and she says, you know, reads it and says she can only use it when there are 13 or 6 people left in the game. Does that mean they're merging at 13 or 12, and, you know, you can use it to not be the merge boot or something? Or
that could be it, yeah.
Or before
just
the
kind of seemed like even, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Or, you know, you use it whenever.
At 13, there's an odd, you're the tiebreaker.
Yeah, you're the tiebreaker at 13 or at 6. I mean, final 6 is,
actually,
you know,
13 would give you
deal.
The power because you could be the swing vote that gives you the...
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. She'll probably she'll probably get voted out and have to give it to someone.
I don't know. But I know that neither of you went there, but my mind went to 13 or 6. That's like when you're playing beer pong and you can rack and re-rack at like 9 and 5 or whatever it is. So I was, that's where my mind went. I was like, you can kind of reset your game.
Beer pong.
You've never played beer pong? Okay.
Jack hasn't experienced anything in life except for having kids way too young.
Anybody listening to this
play,
right now?
The Bing Bag game. I'm drawing a blank on it. What's
cornhole.
Cornhole. I play cornhole.
No.
Don't mention that around, what's his name? Because he'll take the corn and give it to
Ty.
The chickens.
Okay, first of all, I can't get past this. You've never played beer pong. Okay, my mom has played beer pong before with me. Like, you've never played beer pong? Okay, here's what we're going to do. When everybody comes out for the podcast, like, fun weekend from May 5th through 7th, on our giant deck outside, we are setting up a table, and we are playing beer pong, and you are playing beer pong. And I will even play on your team, because I'm actually pretty good at beer pong. I'm pretty bad at sports and games where you have to aim things in general.
Hold on a second. Are you the queen of beer pong?
I'm not
the
queen.
She isn't, because I've beaten her. It's not that hard.
I'm not bad at it, though. You're I'm not
right.
bad at it.
Yeah, right.
I'm not bad at it.
I'm the queen. Okay.
I will be the queen by then. I will practice. I will get that table, and I will practice before anybody gets here.
All right, cool. What if there's... Isn't it like using ping pong balls?
Yeah, you use ping pong balls. You throw them in cups.
What about the win factor?
let's move this story. Let's move along.
Okay, sorry. Anyway,
Jay's going to be cranky.
Brad Culpepper, who was almost non-existent, and I wonder if Jeff hated this episode because his boy wasn't in this as much. But so Culpepper and Sierra want to work with Ozzy, who wants to get Suri out. We head to Nuku Day 2. Suri laments being on a tribe with Ozzy and his bitterness from 8 years ago when she orchestrated the blind side against him in Fans vs. Favorite. She kind of makes, like, peace with him. They kind of shake on it. And then she, she ends up walking along with Ty and everybody.
This was the best clip. This is the best scene in the whole episode.
Yeah. So Ty, you know, doesn't want to get caught in an alliance accidentally that's trying to get rid of Suri because he actually doesn't want Suri.
Yeah. And he's just sat there for 10 minutes going,
Yeah. So he accidentally lets it slip to Suri that Ozzy may still want her out. And Suri is like, excuse me, what now?
it's a vibe I'm feeling. Because she goes, what? There's a long pause. He's like going, I got chickens to take care of.
I think some eggs have been laid.
I need to go.
I need to go hatch them. But Suri says, you know, well, there's going to be a war and there will be blood. So, you know, bring it.
You have a milkshake. I have a milkshake.
Yeah. Now, is the milk? Who makes the milkshakes? Is that also Ty? Is he like, eat the chicken, have the milkshake? I milked this goat back here.
Yeah, that's what the goats are for. Take your mind off the chickens.
Exactly, a goat milkshake. We go to Mana Day 2, and Toady goes to dig a spy bunker underground, and we have
that was just absolutely ridiculous. I said, why don't you just build a coffin?
Honestly, I thought it was ridiculous until he got into it later on, and I was like, okay, this could almost work.
What happens is, it's right there in the pathway. What if someone walks on top of you? How are you gonna explain? That's why I wish he would have stayed on for a couple of weeks and someone would walk in and stepped on him, and they go, what is this?
Tony brings it in all aspects of every...
You should call it like a foxhole or something like that, where it's, you know... But I just was like going, this is ridiculous, Tony.
Well, I think, you know,
climb a tree or something.
No, that's Ty's job also. But yeah, so hashtag spy bunker is born. And I'm so sad that it wasn't around for a few more weeks.
Well, it's still there. Someone else can use it.
That's very true. But Troy catches Tony digging and thinks he's looking for an idol. He notes he's the ultimate game changer. And somewhere Russell Hans, like, you know, had a stroke and died hearing that. Troy tells Malcolm, who tells Haley, who tells Sierra, Michaela, Aubrey, and Barner about him digging for the idol, a.k.a. SpaceX.
You just mentioned Russell Hans. Wouldn't he have been good on this show?
Him and Sandra, the sequel? But without Rupert, I mean, I don't want to see a dynamic without
Rupert. But as far as game changers, you have some people on there. I don't know what
they
changed.
Isn't he still, like, saying he's done, he's not going to come back? Is that the...
No, CBS doesn't want him back anymore. They're done with the Hanses after Brandon's meltdown.
Well, you don't have Brandon back. That was their mistake.
But also, I think they didn't want him back because he spoiled a couple of the seasons, right?
He allegedly. Did. So he gave to Missy A.E., or however you say his name, he gave the entire boot list for seasons to that dude. And, you know, it was out there on the internet, thanks to Russell. Allegedly, please don't sue me. That's only what I've read via
that's
the internet.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. By a guy who has no dick.
I was following along on Survivor Sucks, on the spoilers.
It
was right each time, and somebody told me that, because they heard me talking about it on the podcast, that they said... It was somebody No, it was somebody else. Oh. It was somebody told me it was somebody that worked with CBS that was on the Ponderosa and was telling people, was feeding the information out.
Oh, I don't know about that.
But I won't tell you who it is, but we know who he is. You've all, you've met him. That's all I'm going to say about that.
Let's not talk about conspiracy theories here. Let's move on.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I only really go to the, what's it called? The edgic boards in Survivor Sucks. So I don't know about.
I don't do the spoilers anymore. I just thought I only really kept doing it because I was amazed they were right every week.
Well, yeah. Again,
spoilers. Let's move on.
Let's move on. So we go to hashtag immunity challenge. Varner and Jeff argue over whether or not he's panicking. That was actually really funny. He's like, Varner panicking. And Varner's like, don't tell me who I'm dying. Don't tell me what I can't panic.
Sure looks like it.
Yeah, that was really funny. I know that Jeff fought to get Varner back because CBS didn't want... I think he had said that he didn't want him.
Why?
He had just...
He's good television.
He's great television, and I'm really excited to see what else he can do without Abby Marie around.
Well, I hope he doesn't do any more where he has to swim or carry something. He was terrible in that challenge.
Yeah, he's struggling.
I mean,
so we go to the puzzle portion. They end up being dead even, but Nuku pulls it off thanks to Suri and Zeke. And you know that Zeke, the Survivor fan, was like dying at the fact that he won a puzzle challenge with Suri. We head to Mana Day 3.
But why was what's her name doing the puzzle? She's terrible at the puzzles. Why does she keep setting herself up to fail?
Oh, Sierra.
Yeah, she always says she's great at the puzzles, and she loses every time.
I think that she did that because she had done that puzzle before, where she lost to her mom. Spoiler alert, because nobody has told us that or pointed it out a couple of times this episode.
But I think that she set herself up to fail. That's reason to vote her out. You've done this before and you still couldn't do it?
Well, I know. But again, you think to yourself, I did this once. You have to have confidence. Like, I did this once. I could do it again. She didn't. But, you know, power to her for maybe, you know, trying to psych herself into it. So we head into Mana Day 3. Losing the first immunity challenge is nothing new to Varner. and he says, even though Tony's a snake, they need to keep the tribe strong. Tony, Aubrey, Varner, Sandra, Caleb and Malcolm all agree that Sierra is the weakest threat, and that is biggest threat but weakest player. And they tell her that they're voting out Michaela, and Michaela is not happy about this.
Yeah, Michaela almost blew it on this one, I think.
Yeah, she's got to keep her emotions in check, but she can't.
Yeah. The rest of the tribe doesn't know how to react about Michaela's displeasure, and they ponder whether or not they should take her out first for being an unknown with her reactions.
They're probably good. She's not really known in their world, right?
Right.
She didn't go to the things before this was filmed, so they don't know her as a person.
Right, because her season aired as this was filming. And you know, last time they did that, most of these people did that. The newbies were Malcolm, who nobody knew, and Russell Hance. So we had to tribal council, and Sandra tells them that if they want to win, then win. Like, stop coming back to try to win and just do it already. And, you know, I stood up and applauded. And I think Jay sat down and applauded.
I didn't applaud at all.
You didn't applaud at all? Oh, come on. The trash talk. You love trash talking. This trash talking was like on fleek.
It was. It was pretty good.
Okay.
So.
Well, it worked because the next time they went out, lost again.
Regardless. Michaela, we get a bye Felicia from Michaela.
That was great.
We get one of many, the queen stays queen and adios, which apparently is Sandra's version of Make America Great Again. So that was fun. And by that, I mean, I literally stood up and applauded at that, too. I was like, that's right. The queen stays queen and the queen better stay queen.
She needs to find Cochran's throne.
Oh, God.
Remember Cochran had a throne?
He did.
Yeah, I remember Cochran's throne.
So if she's the queen, she needs to take the throne.
There you go.
There you go. We head to... We head to... okay, so essentially, Sierra gets voted out. thoughts on this? Right choice? Wrong choice?
I think it's the right choice. Like Sierra made it easy for her to be the right choice at that vote.
Yeah, she volunteered for the puzzle. She had done before.
I think it was less about the puzzles that she was like naming names and like trying to, you know, play for when
that was the problem
in the first place.
I think we talked about it in our pre-Survivor thing, that she's just too aggressive and she needs to stay back. And I think at that point, it was the right move not to go after Sandra there, that you get rid of Sierra.
Yeah.
I agree. Then we head to the start of the second hour and we go to Mana, day four. Tony is bored like a border collie and tired of sitting around.
I have a border collie, by the way.
You do?
And they so are that I, way. It's my wife.
Get me. Aubrey and Tony. I'm sorry. Tony goes to Aubrey. And, you know, they talk about how they need each other because they're both big threats. And they want to bring in Malcolm, Caleb, and Sandra, other big threats. So they have the Big Threat Alliance that lasts for, you know, a quarter of an episode.
And until Tony buried himself.
Yeah, until he buried himself, literally buried himself
and
twice this episode. hashtag burying yourself. And then as he points out about Sandra, you don't win twice by a fluke. And I really hope that was foreshadowing and you're going to win three times, not by a fluke, but...
You don't. I mean, that's why I said that. She's a huge, huge threat.
Yeah.
Because I think she just lulls people to sleep, too, because she's not effective in the challenges. She just wins. She just doesn't get voted off.
Well, I think that...
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
She woke up like this. But Sandra and Tony realized that the only way a winner wins is if there's three winners left at the end. Sandra says, as long as our interests align, there's no end to the damage we could do together. And this was the point where Twitter literally exploded, like bigger than a Kardashian butt, bigger than like a Beyonce pregnancy. It was like Twitter was like, oh, my God, Sandra Tony Alliance. It's happening. This is it. This season is going to be cremazing. Like there is nothing that could go wrong here.
Except.
Tony. So, but come on, guys. Could you imagine, like, Sandra was right. Like, the damage they could have done if they just stuck together could have been amazing. Like, I do think that they could have gone really far, both of them, because there's such titles and such forces that everybody would have
brought JT. Could have brought JT to the final three with you.
They could have brought JT to the final three. We know that JT loves, you know, winning things, but being brought to the end. So, no, but no.
Sorry.
We also know that JT's a sucker. Like, you know, there was this awesome thing on Twitter today, and I didn't save it, Jay. I should have, but it was like, you know, for private eyes only. It was like really funny. I can't do it justice, so I'll find it and then maybe read it. But anyway, go to day four for Dooku. And Ty knows he's the chicken guy. JT says, Ty and I both love animals. It's just the thing, that thing. I'm sorry. He says, Ty and I both love animals. It's just that the thing is I love about them is eating them.
Now, were they naming the chickens after their loved ones?
I think so.
So if you're going to name a chicken after your loved one, then go, it's time to eat. I mean, it just didn't seem right that you would name your chicken after your loved one.
Well, if Ty has his way, none of them will be eaten, so.
All right.
Yeah, that's very true.
They're going to run out of corn soon enough.
Baby eating grub or whatever.
Actually, corn comes. Actually, corn you can have more than once, I think, because it comes back.
Who?
Oh, okay, here it is. This was a tweet. Read in complete privacy. JT, this is a huge turning point in the game. Ozzy is not Steven. Love, your BFF forever. Survivor 500. I don't know. I thought that was really funny. No. You guys are literally the worst, okay?
Moving on.
I thought there was more to the Twitter thing. I thought there was more. I'm sorry.
It's better. Whatever. It's better when you read it. I will say I have read it. It's a better tweet to read than listen to Colleen say it.
Yeah, I'm horrible at reading things and sitting still. I don't know if I mentioned that. Anyway, JT also says he's going to have to decide whether he wants $1 million or if he's going to marry these chickens. Okay, there we go. I got a laugh. I got a laugh somewhere in there.
That was a great
JT laugh. Got a laugh, yeah.
JT got a laugh.
We go to Manu day four, night four. And Tony is like freaking out with energy, man. He needs to get, it's almost like, you know, he found the island crack and he's just like, you know, totally like wired and strung out and like doesn't know what to do with himself. But he's freaking out. He needs to get control of his, finish his spy bunker and get control of the game. He gets up late at night to do this because nobody else is going to be up at night. Test out the spy bunker. I mean, it's pretty amazing. Not going to lie. Perfect place. Can you imagine though, if he had managed to bury himself and like somebody peed on him or something?
Oh, that'd be cool.
Just think about
actually,
that for a second.
Actually, Sandra's the one that she squats over and just pees on him. And I think she'd do it knowing he was in there.
Well, I think she metaphorically did that the rest of the episode after this.
Well, she did.
So, yeah, she did. So he sees Sandra and Troy's Anne and overhears his name. He confronts them.
Really?
Talks about, like, you know, moving the crates or something by the fire. He thinks he can't trust Sandra. Sandra's worried that, like, Tony's losing it. I think at this point, Sandra didn't have any intentions of...
No, she didn't.
She didn't, but, like, Tony's...
His name, but they weren't talking about voting him out. He just just lost his cool and didn't handle it right.
Yeah.
Because I think he was in a good spot up until that point, and he just kind of overplayed it.
He was, and I think, you know... Said they kept saying paranoid, paranoid, paranoid. I can see where you don't want to be on an island with someone that's like that for 39 days.
If I'm Sandra, like, I don't want to talk about that in front of somebody else. And then he just basically made them closer together by confronting them both at the same time.
Yeah, which means, you know, F and Troyzan, man, ruining our potential Sandra Tony alliance, which could have been like the most amazing thing of the game. F you, Troyzan.
Is that your real name? Well, Troy.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, so you were given that name at birth?
Yeah. No, Derek Jeter gave it to me. No, nobody gets that either. Am I just killing it tonight?
Did he date Troy Zan?
No, Troy Zan said that he took pictures because he's a sports photographer and that he took pictures at spring training for the Yankees and he's really good friends with Derek Jeter.
Oh. I did not know that.
Well, I mean, that was like 5 years ago at this point. But yes, that was Troyzan's thing. So we head over to Nuku day five. And Suri is worried, you know, that everybody's like doesn't want to play with her and that she's playing with herself. and sets about trying to get people on her team and her alliance. She goes to Sarah first. Sarah says, I told Suri I'd stick with her, but if someone throws her name out, I'll go with it. My word is not my bond this time. Apparently, Sarah's going to be the bad guy. Suri then moves on to Zeke, who is like enchanted by her charisma, but still kind of weary. Like, I don't know, you know, I don't want to align myself with somebody that everybody wants to get out. And then she was on to Debbie, and Debbie, you know, who knows all and is omnipotent and, you know, gets paid in army training, you know, points out that, you know, everybody talks to everybody and my BS meter is off the charts right now. So good job, Debbie. You were able to watch previous seasons of Survivor and realize, you know, your BS meter.
Well, that was one of her jobs, to watch every episode of Survivor, but she did it without being paid.
Good job, Survivor watcher. We go to Mana Day 5. Sandra and Tony, Sandra says about Tony, you know, you're only the king until the queen arrives, and I'm here. And at that point, I was like, that's right. That's right. Going around like, that's right. And then I was very torn because I was like, mommy and daddy are fighting again. And I'm not sure what to do because I just want them to stick together. And this is like the worst divorce in history. But I guess I'm going with mommy because she's the queen. It was this was like a very complicated 45 minutes for me. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know how to feel. I had like conflicting emotions. I think I need to talk to my therapist tomorrow about this. Like, I don't know what to do. So we head over to Varner, and Sandra is trying to talk a little bit of smack about Tony to Varner, ensure his loyalty. And Varner's a little offended that he's not in the Threats Alliance, and he's you know, a little worried about Sandra. We head over to Mana Day 6. Tony tells Aubrey why he's, you know, not on Team Sandra anymore. He talks to Malcolm, who then, you know, goes to Caleb, and they're all on the same page. They feel like if Tony goes home, then, you know, the rest of them, the strong player alliance, will get picked off. So we head over to the immunity challenge, and Cerise sits out. Apparently the snake is super heavy, so the Mana tribe has some trouble with it. Malcolm almost pulls it out, but JT gets it in the end.
Just like Jeff Probst. That was a good one.
Get it? Malcolm almost pulls out, but
we get it.
That's why they're alliance in the alliance.
Can we start a hashtag instead of hashtag Ken of the 10? This is hashtag JT gets it in the end.
No, let's move on.
I feel like Twitter is going to be okay with that hashtag. We go to the Mana tribe, and Michaela's frustrated at them losing. Sandra wants to go for Tony, but they're worried that Tony has an idol, so they're going to split the vote. Haley tries to talk to Caleb about turning on Tony. Tony knows that he's probably, you know, on the chopping block, and he's going to do whatever he can to get Sandra out. Tony wants to flip Michaela. Caleb goes to talk to Varner and Michaela, and we all think that, you know, it's a lot closer than it ends up being. Did anybody think at this point that Tony may have been able to flip the votes back over to his side, or
I did.
Yeah, definitely
do. Like I said in the beginning, the editing, I mean, you thought Malcolm was on his side, Caleb.
Yeah.
Michaela, I thought, was going to be on their side. Aubrey would be on their side.
Yeah, I thought he had it.
Tony, I thought he had it because it did make sense. Why would, if I'm Malcolm, he kept saying, but I guess the bigger target is Sandra, the queen. So maybe that's what they were thinking. Okay. Well, she's the target. She's won it twice. Let's keep her and eventually vote her off.
And I really think that it was a versus the person that finds all the immunity idols kind of thing.
That, and I think Tony he's proved in his only season, he couldn't be trusted. Even though they all said, yeah, I think he's being honest. But, you know, he's already being honest that you can't trust him. Yeah, he's running out to find the idol. He's digging a grave. He's doing all this different stuff. So, yeah, I think looking back after we've talked about it, thinking about it now, yeah, she's the bigger target, so maybe they're keeping her as a shield. But I think it's a mistake because she's just a man. She is
a bigger meat shield for sure. In the strategic sense.
But you can keep her around too long, and
it'll come back to bite you. Absolutely,
she's won it twice. Tony would self destruct.
But the problem with Tony though is he's like a. He's that volatile substance, so you don't know when he does self-destruct, or is he going to take you with him?
Yeah, it's like that's Chaos Cast, and Debbie in her season when Aubrey had to cut her loose because she was just self-destructing. Yeah, I get it, but I, like I said, I don't know, we'll see.
Hey, Jack, were you offended by all of the Malcolm calling Tony bald jokes? Yeah.
No, because that's okay. You can call someone bald.
So. Okay. But especially with somebody that has like perfect hair like Malcolm, do you feel like that's a little, you know, yeah, I think, kicking I think a guy while
back,
he's down?
It's going to come back to haunt him someday. I think he's going to be walking down the street one day and all these bald guys are going to grab him and shave his head. And then he's going to be well, I know how bad it is now. I will lead that charge. We're going to grab him, hold him down, and shave his head.
Have we talked about the changing to the vote and how that could be affecting this as well?
Absolutely. Is this what we lost? I do think that I think that's affecting a lot of things because I think you have a lot of people that are afraid for their legacy and they don't want to get taken out by a rock.
So how much of a game changer? I think it's a pretty game because that's standard practice now. Split the vote to flush an idol, and you can't really do that now.
Even though Sondra away proposed it,
you can split the vote to flush an idol.
You take a risk.
You take a risk at tying.
Yeah,
but I guess but again, at the tie, then the group just the group just agrees to vote out the one. But it has to be unanimous.
No, they're not doing a revote. It's
No. I'm saying what I was thinking was then the group just decides to vote for the one person, but it has to be unanimous. So that's where it doesn't work. You can't do it.
And then you have to go to rocks. So
yeah,
I would never want to go out with.
Right. Especially if it was a Tony versus Sandra, like rock draw.
Yeah, I mean, going out for them.
It was 9 people at that point, so it wouldn't matter. But ain't nobody going to risk going to rocks for 2 winners.
Yeah.
Because if I got on that show and was playing hard and I got pulled the stupid purple rock, I'd be like, I'd throw it at somebody. I'd really be upset.
No, I know.
It was somewhat subtle within the 2 hours because of the Sandra Tony show, but like that's a pretty big game changer.
We'll notice it more when there's less people. You know how they get like but we've split votes 3 for this one, 3 for that one, and
right. That's then you, if there's
then you really then you really got to risk a tie. So
yeah, if there's a pagonging though, then it doesn't matter.
But I think for the people that don't like the hidden immunity idol, is this I almost give too much power to the hidden immunity idol because now there's not really a good counter to it.
You could still flush it. You just have to make sure that your numbers are solid. That you're splitting the votes, not going to lead to a tie. Which in the past, it really historically, I don't think that it has. I think that I wonder if, remember the final 6 for Second Chances where, you know, you had that crazy, crazy tribal where Kimmy went home because it was between like Keith and Kimmy and
yeah.
So I wonder if something like that they're hoping to kind of try to recreate versus something like, you know, drawing rocks, which they've only gone to 3 times. So when you think about that, like,
it does put a little twist in the game. It does make it a little different, and there's different strategy. I think I agree with Jay. I think if I was out there, I'd be thinking about, okay, now do we want to take a chance on rocks? But then again, you want to flush out the idol, but you got to take it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It really ensures.
Vote in the Tony column, because if he's found idols and stuff like that, it's like, well, you can't really risk it, you know?
Yeah. And I think that this could go either way, this twist. Like, it could be something where you have people that are too afraid to potentially go to rock, so they, you know, conform. Or just the other spectrum, like, you have people that are like, they are switching so much that it actually does cause a game changing moment because they're so afraid to do that it's not so much switching back and forth between alliances. It's, you know, you're either going to stick to party lines or you're going to like make a big move when it's a tie vote. If it's 2 alliances against each other and you have somebody that's, you know, just going to totally betray the other alliance. So now,
could it come into play because Jeff mentioned it? If they don't go to rocks this season, would they have just edit that part out?
I hope so.
because now I think because they left it in and we're talking about it, that it comes into play somewhere down the line. They're going to go to rocks because they split the vote.
I think so, but you have in this, let's see, you have Sierra and Zeke at the least, right? That were part of Rock Draws. Varner was gone before the, Varner wasn't in a Rock Draw, duh. So you have at least two players out of the, you know, the three times that rocks were drawn. So I wonder if they're worried that people could be considering going to that, just, you know, seeing how early it was last season, or, you know, like you said, Jack, which is probably much more likely.
Yeah, I think because I think if it wouldn't, if it hadn't happened this season, they would have edited that out.
Yeah. What do you think, Jay?
I would agree.
Okay. Continue on with the recap. So at Tribal Council, Malcolm makes the case for staying a physically strong player team. But Troyzan counters with, we're going to be at least 50% less paranoid. and just as Sandra says that she's calm and isn't paranoid, a bug flies in her hair. And she's like, oh, my God, is there a bug in my hair? So that was really funny.
You mess with me. That was
funny.
Yeah.
Tony is like, just for what it's worth, yo, I wasn't scamming anybody. And we're all like, yeah, 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 Tony. You sit down, go home. But at that point, like, I was literally, I was like, oh my God, there's no, I was so nervous because I didn't want, I wanted to see Tony and Sandra work together forever. I just wanted the Tony and Sandra buddy cop show. It would have been awesome.
It never would have made it. No. They're both, yeah. they're both too pig headed. They're both too stubborn. Their egos. There's no way. No, I mean, it would have been for good television for a couple.
Awesome.
It would have been a lot more fun if it would last a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all that would have happened.
It would have been awesome. Tony, you know, says he's not scamming anybody, but he ends up going home 7-2, and then we have, just, you know, for S and giggles, it's kind of like the secret ending of a Marvel movie where Tony and Sandra just kind of come at each other, like the claws come off.
I mean, Sandra's kind of going after Tony. I guess Tony did. Tony did.
Tony started it.
Like being led to the slaughter.
Yeah,
the sheep. Like, the sheep.
Yeah, you like sleep to the sheep to the slaughter. And Sandra's like, yeah, 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 whatever. Like, that's what you get. Take your ass home. Oh, and say hi to Sierra for me. And it was just the inflection.
And that point, but he couldn't say anything because she had scoreboard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I did have something I wrote down, that because earlier on, Sandra said something about the popo and the fuzz. When was the last time anybody has called the cops the fuzz?
Back when she was a kid.
I'm thinking, because that was a big thing. When I grew up in the 70s, that's what, you know, you said the fuzz or something like the 60s, 70s fuzz. But I don't think I've heard that term in like 30 years.
Well, again, isn't she about your age, Jack?
She's only like 40, isn't she?
I don't know,
but I've literally never heard the term the fuzz other than the the movie Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
Fuzz, man. Fuzz. Here come the fuzz.
All right.
On that note,
I think it's time to tally the votes.
Yeah, let's tally the votes.
All right. So, we kind of, in terms of our preseason picks, which we did just a couple of days ago. First off,
I can't even remember what we did.
Well, Sierra Easton, we all said pre-merge, so we all get points.
Shocker on that one.
Yeah, exactly. And another shocker, Tony. Vlachos, and we all said pre-merge, so everybody gets a point. You get a point. So that puts it so far at hold on, sorry, I'm putting in the points. Everybody has 2 points.
Woo-hoo!
Woo!
And Colleen is still playing with fire on her
losing bet,
Culpepper side bet of 10 points. But yeah, if it works in her favor, it could win her the game, too.
It's a win or lose bet.
Yep, it's a win or lose bet. All right.
Literally, but based on the fact that he didn't talk much tonight at all, I might be down those 10 points soon.
All right. Well, let's. It is now also, after the first episode airs, we pick who we think is going to go all the way and win the game. Since it is International Women's Day, I'm going to let Colleen go first.
I want it to be Sandra so bad because she's amazing and I love her, but it's not going to be her. So I think it's going to be like somebody super under the radar that we heard from tonight, like Haley. I feel like it's going to be Haley or
I hope not.
Sarah or Ceri. I think this might be Ceri's freaking turn. Like, this might
How
be Ceri's time.
It,
but you know something? Like, that's her MO. Like, it's like how she's going to make it. And then she just does. Right, Jack?
Yep. She just, you think each week she's going to get voted out, but she just, she's a good, she has a great social game. And she's pretty strategic. So.
So, yeah, this is either going to be like somebody that is super under the radar, like Haley or Sarah, or like Ceri. It's going to be like Ceri's turn. I am going to go with, I'm going to go with hashtag winners edit Sarah, because I feel like
Sarah
all
Lakina?
Yeah, I feel like all of the things that were thrown at us tonight from just from the like edit point of view were things like, you know, we're going to just make sure that this person that's not giving us interesting content is still showing us like, I have a good social game. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But I reserve the right to change that to Haley as well. I feel like they're the
you
same person.
You don't reserve the right because that's not the game. But if your person gets voted out, you can change it.
Fine.
She did say she's going to play. She's not going to be the honest person this time.
Yes.
So she might
was
swear.
An
she might.
Last time?
She might swear on her badge.
Didn't she also last time say that she was like the queen of the island or something? I know that. So
she said she had the power or something like that. That she was in charge.
Yeah, we were watching this episode with Zach because he's just whatever at this point. He's needs to change his sleep schedule, and he was like, "That's my beach." He literally said that, and I was like, "Is that your island?" He goes, "Yes, my island." I was like, "No, that's Troyzan's island." He goes, "No, that's Zachy's island." I was like, "No, that's Troyzan's island. Just ask him." I cracked myself up.
I could see him saying Zachy's island. He does talk in the third person.
He does. Yeah,
that is Ricky Henderson.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Troyzan, watch out. This is Zachy's island.
All right. So Colleen's going with Sarah. Jack, who's your pick?
I'm going
but
with Top.
I reserve the right to say
I'm
Haley
go.
Before you say final answer.
No, sorry. Is it Sarah or Haley? Pick your person.
Why do I have to go first?
Because it's the International Women's Day. No, Jack, hold on. She has to make a decision. Sarah or Haley?
Haley, because I do feel like although we're getting like the Sarah Michelle winners edit, I feel like we're getting enough of Haley that she's... I'm going to go with Haley. Those baby blues, man. They're beautiful.
All right. Jack, your pick.
I'm going to go with Ty, but I reserve the right.
No, there's no...
to choose Andrea, right. Aubrey, Michaela, Brad, Sandra, Ceri, Haley, Malcolm, Sarah, Ozzie, Caleb, Troyzan, or just Troy, Zeke, Sierra, JT, or Jeff. So can I reserve that right?
You cannot. So are you going with Ty? Because he was your pick the first time he played, I think. Yeah. Oh, no, he was my pick, I think, the first time.
No, I think it was my pick.
Was it? Yeah. So you're going with Ty again, even though there's like not a chance he wins.
Hey, dude likes his chicken. So I'm gonna go with I'm going with Ty.
You're going with Ty, okay.
I'm going with Ty.
Yeah, but he's gonna have to decide if he wants to marry the chicken or win the game.
Worst part is he'll go all the way to the end.
That's what I'm saying. You won't be able to like, you know, land the plane on why he should win. He'll just sit there and pause and like stammer. Like against poor Saria today.
I like Ty, so I'm sticking with Ty.
All right. My pick is the one that I thought in preseason. I'm going to keep going with her here, and that is Sierra.
Sierra Dawn Thomas?
Yes.
So essentially, okay, that's probably a decent bet.
You reserve the right to pick someone else, Jake?
No, because I'm not ridiculous.
We all know that she's going to possibly at least make it to the 13th or 6th place, maybe.
That didn't help the other person.
It didn't. She drew a rock. All right. Now we also must pick who do we think's going home in episode 2.
Oh God.
And based I'm going to go again, Colleen, since it is International Women's Day. You go first.
So, based on the preview, it looks like it's going to be either Caleb or Ceri. No, I feel like Ceri is going far. I feel like this is Ceri's year. Yes, I should have I should have picked Ceri as my winner's pick because I just spent this whole time talking about how much I really thought that like they were building up to how Ceri is going to finally win. But yeah, next episode, this is hard. This is tough. This is difficult.
This should be Varner. Women's week.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll go with, Women's Week. I feel like the preview showed, like, people turning on, like, Malcolm or Caleb, but I'll go with Ceri just in case that tribe loses. I feel like she's possibly first in the chopping block. If she can make it past the first booth, though, I think that Ceri is literally going to go, like, top five baby. So, I have said top five baby for the last five seasons, which means Tony is a game changer because that's his quote.
I think nobody can deny he's a game changer. All right, Jack, your pick.
It's really hard to pick this at this
this
part of the game.
15 points if you go all the way, much like me.
I'm going to say, no, we're picking who goes out, right?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you're right. My bad.
So yeah, there he goes. I'm going to say JT just for the sake of just saying JT because he's one that maybe they vote him out.
I'm going to say Varner.
Oh,
no, I don't want it to be. I love Varner.
Really
I don't want,
Varner to make it to the jury. And then if he gets voted out, I love Varner. Don't get me wrong. But wouldn't it be
Caleb
really
might
funny?
Kill him.
Wouldn't it be really funny if like he makes it to the jury and then Sandra or Michaela are like, when he gets voted out, like, you made it to the jury.
Michaela could kill him, though. I probably would have killed him in that challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like sure. Bro.
Dude.
Step it up.
You gotta like, help.
And him, bro, him, I know.
Him leaning on him putting all his weight on it was actually making it harder to get the fish over.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's like, yeah. Guys, I got this.
I probably would have kicked him off.
Oh man. All right. Well, that is where we'll close it out for our first post-episode podcast. A lot of fun dynamics and fireworks this first episode. Excited to see where it goes from here. It seems with this game changer season, the game will be changing and tossing and turning throughout as well. Excited to see where that goes next week. I want to thank people that make this show possible, our patrons, especially Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Molly the Millennial. Our patrons are the lifeblood of this podcast. If you'd like to become one, giving us either $1 or more a month, at each level which you give, there's different things that you get in return. Check out the page at patreon.com/jayandjack or go to jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link. We have a full list of all of our patrons. We thank every single one of them on that page. If you want those Christmas gifts on your doorstep and you use Amazon to get them,
Christmas every day.
A simple task to help out the podcasting network is to use the link jayandjack.com/Amazon. It brings you to just a normal Amazon page like you know and love. The main difference is whatever you buy, a small percentage of that sale goes to the Jay and Jack production fold. All right, that is it for this week's episode. I want to thank Colleen for a fantastic recap as usual and Jack for his witty repartee. Until next time,
and Jay for his crankiness.
Until next time, hasta luego.
Yeah, and otherwise lack of paying attention. We love you.
And goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.